We don't set standards, we set guidelines. And one that I was particularly involved in was, if you are writing documentation or a product or software, and it's going to be used around the world, and it's going to be written in English, because it often is, and it will only be in English, what are the language guidelines do you use, basically, American style or British style? And we may say, oh, well, that's easy enough. But if you are in Finland, for example, when we present it, they say, well, we're not sure. So we've established a set of guidelines which are on the web, on Intercom's web, as a permanent set of guidelines. They're very extensive on for various words that you use, how you use them, and which is the best way to use them for an international audience.
Mm-hmm.
That gives some idea of
right.
the kind
and
of
it's,
things.
And it's like your own workshops and your consulting, it's written and the guidelines cover written and oral?
No, these are all written.
These are written.
Guidelines are written. Let me put it this way. For the word color, O-U-R or O-R.
Mm-hmm.
The word presently, be careful not to use.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Britain, it means in good time.
Right.
In the U.S., it means by the way.
By the way.
And it gives a lot of hints on words you should be careful of, or which to use. There are some expressions, particularly in the automotive field, where you have a hood, which in Britain means a different thing than
right.
it does in